And welcome to State of Play. Some 48 hours almost after the Ejusi by-elections. We are beginning to pick the bones from what happened and unpack it and understand it a bit more. We are asking a simple question, and you pretty much have seen our promotional flyer. So what have we learnt from the Ejusi by-election, right? Is it a boost for the MPP, or does this show that the MPP is wobbling towards December 7th? And trust me, the MPP, they'll be doing an assessment themselves and what really does this show for them in the elections, general elections, but also the in their stronghold in the central region. Raymond, I don't know whether you've thought about it, that question. How important is that, though, in assessing where they are, the MPP is? Because this is their stronghold.
I thought truly to the MPP, and even now, when I speak to people, big boys within the NPP, they feared they could lose that election.
Really?
Really. They were worried about the impact losing the election would have of confidence ahead of the main election.
Yeah.
Generally, the evidence is that mostly you get by elections, if it was previously a seat that belonged to the NPP. Even if it's taken temporarily by the NDC, it would return to them in the main election subsequently or after one election. So it's not a very big deal winning a by-election of a sort and even opponents winning the election. Because there is evidence that a by-election was won and the party that won it went ahead to maintain the seat for two, three... No. There is evidence in our electoral history to suggest that. So they would have just been interested in what signal this sense? But you know the MPP is already in a tight corner.
Yeah.
They are attempting to do what has never been done in this republic,
yeah.
Which includes having to break the aid with all of the economic and the other problems and the most recent conversation about power crisis, which you have consistently told everybody in this republic that the zenith of your economic crisis is a power crisis.
Yeah.
And it crowns it all, but sends you also into opposition. In all of these things compound against a party, they needed that confidence boosting win. Today, most people in the NPP, including the national chairman, after speaking, when they had won 55%, was clear in his mind that this is not a place that we should be fighting for. And he's worried about this. He was worried about division in the party, be it at the local level or the national state. And he added those two words, be it at the local level or the national state. He admits there are difficulties with that. And you go into this election with one key member like Chairman, also hanging out with a group now, rallying people. Now he's going from house to house. You cry. You don't like the MPP that much. Most recent happenings show that you should put Ghana first ahead of party.
Yeah.
And see, if you're not in politics for the money and all the other things, when somebody tells you to put Ghana first, it challenges your principles. So people are falling for it, and it's become like a formidable or quasi-formidable unit that's also garnering votes. If the MPP lost, you would have been shocked. If the MPP lost this election, they would have been so worried. The worry would have been beyond what ordinarily you think of by-elections. Because one of the places that you cannot dismiss is when you're getting 80% and now you're getting 55%.
But that for me is a key thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're worried though.
No, of course. whether you had an independent candidate.
Yeah, no matter
or not,
what.
Or not.
Because you are an independent candidate, yes. in Buakwa. No, it's not a Buakwa. It's Kumeu. Yes.
Yes.
You are the formidable independent candidate that many people knew. In fact, he did so well in the primaries, the fear was that this guy could do something. But his votes were almost negligible.
And you see, the reason why he's worried for the MPP is, one, it is your stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
Ejusi is. And I've made the point. In the midst of the bigger regional stronghold, Ejusi is your preeminent stronghold.
That's true.
If you put it in context, this is a place that Edumi himself, on the ticket of the party, had averaged 82%.
Yes.
Right, more than 80% over time.
I mean, you are guaranteed 80% of the vote in an area.
There. And then all of a sudden, you drop to 45, is there. But then the second for me...
Even with the low voter turnout.
Yes, you're right. The second for me, Raymond, is that the factor that led to this 55%,
mm-hmm.
also exists, although to a limited extent, at the Ashanti regional level.
That's true.
In Alan Chemanting.
That's true.
In Alan Chemanting.
That's true.
Alan Chemanting is an independent candidate, just like Ujiobi, who dropped out of the MPP and has formed a political movement.
In fact, it's almost as if he's an independent candidate in Ashanti region.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And his focus there. His focus is done all the major campaigns, the walks, because
the numbers he pulls out of that place.
It's there.
Oh, come on.
It's there. And as we've said during our coverage, that there was a plan for him to go in there and possibly go in visibly, overtly support Ejiobi's campaign. For me, that is why, and we've said many times, that NPP cannot win in national elections if they don't get more than 75% in the Ashanti region. So to have this Alan factor, which now we've seen the Ejiobi factor in Ashanti, and the way the significant number of votes he's pulled from the MPP will be scary for anybody who's watching Ashanti.
If you won elections with in one region, gave you in excess, if you take out your opponent vote, one region, 1.17 million. 1.17 million.
Yeah.
Excess. Not if you take out your opponent's vote from your own. 1.17 million. Essentially, that region won the election for you.
True.
Because you're 6 million, every part of the country you can share. You can get half of the vote, 50. Even the highest you could go is to do somewhere around 65 and 45 with the other grouping, or 65, 35. But to get a single region, give you excess 1.17 million votes. Which means that the rest of the country will now have to whip up the opponent. We have to look for votes. 1.17 million. Yeah. It's more than the entire, region. Some regions. Even some regions
combined
together. Yes. That's if all those regions are voting 100% for your opponent. So it is so instrumental. If that 1.17 million is not maintained or increased, and you get 300,000 of that going away from you,
you are in trouble. So clearly this is a wobble, right? It's a wobble towards December 7th. Also because of the Ashanti regional factor. Now, is there an opportunity for the party to undo or improve the chances of them getting more votes with the Alan factor? And again, we've said, I'm reading a lot into the fact that you had a key Alan aide, mm-hmm. a key Alan ally in the person of Hope Snadoya there. I'm reading a lot into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you listen to him himself, when we spoke to him, he says, well, he came there on his own volition.
Less likely, right?
But then you speak to Ejiobi's campaign spokesperson we spoke to, who said, well, again, they wanted help. They wanted help,
and they reached out to people
in the Alan's camp, and they got him. That clearly tells us a certain formalized arrangement, almost, that when they needed help, they went to Alan. And the MPP, they know that they have the intelligence,
mm-hmm.
that Alan is obviously interested in other aggrieved MPP folks in Ashanti region.
Well, what I understand is, I was talking about the door-to-door.
Yeah.
He's going door-to-door. Say that, my brother, we have all labored for this party.
Mm.
But it appears that they do not align with our vision today.
Mm.
So we cannot put our sentiments towards the party ahead of our interest in a better Ghana.
So he's recruiting other MPP folks.
Yes.
With some clout.
I mean, of course, he's out there saying other people should join.
Yeah.
But not just ordinary people.
You want people with clout?
Yes.
Within the MPP.
Because they also pull numbers.
Yeah.
And they also make
people
the showing
with their own constituents.
Brilliant.
Whether in a tiny communities or the on the larger constituency or in the region.
It is the reason why when people dismiss him, we've seen independent candidates in time past, we've seen breakaways before, they do not know that this is a special breakaway.
It is a special breakaway.
And all things being equal, it's a massive breakaway. The election results, and Ghanaian elections are funny. Sometimes you can have a lot of showing. Today, I believe that the biggest problem with Ejiobi today is with the regional chairman of the MPP.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on insisting on that. Because the man even sought to contest him. The man feels that his problems with John Kuma stem from the same regional chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels that, on one side, Ejiobi is of the opinion that this is a downgrade or a massive problem when it comes to politics in the Ashanti region, having Chamaun to be as chairman.
That is
his genuine belief on the slate. Ejiomi himself has spoken to the public, even when around 2021, 2022, that he did not fix roads in the region, there's no way they're going to win the election. All that he was saying is that this region is not as peaceful as people actually want it to be. Now, if you don't fix the problem, I suspect others at the top can try and reach out. It will not be the president of the republic, obviously. Because you can't go and make set comments. And later on come and ask that we should sit down and resolve the matter. The people that he respects, and it's known, the people in the NPP that he respects, are also not jumping into the fray. They are not coming in to help. It's almost as if in the NPP today, people are not reaching out with, oh, how can you resolve your problems? It's almost as if a chunk of the party is going the way of the president. Dismiss them or attach them to opposition. The president did not only say that he could be Afrafanto. Mm-hmm. He also said he could be Chinyere.
Yes, NDC.
But you think about Ejiomi and his entire political history. Tomorrow switching to the NDC.
In fact, we have said that even if he had won two years ago and he had gone to parliament, he would have taken his seat.
With the NPP, which is without doubt. But the categorization makes it difficult. And also on the ground, people are fearing that if you don't label him NDC, he will still get votes.
And that's what we're saying,
that the only way to get hard and hit him hard and make him fall is when you label him NDC. Even the Afrafanto may not work. Because today, half of the MPP still think that everybody in Afrafanto is part of them. So their treatment, their engagement with them, they were with us, every single statement they say around that line is in that direction.
What I fear is that there isn't enough zeal to do reconciliation.
And parties don't have the opportunity. Because elections are fast-moving events. If you don't do it, I don't do it well. And then Ejiomi tomorrow says that I'm not even contesting the main election anyway. But I'll sit home and I'll not improve your chances in the region.
You know, there's something you said. I just want to repeat it. And since we've analyzed and concluded that this is a wobble, what can the party do? The national chairman is onto something. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
The national chairman is onto something. And I want to quote what he said. Raymond mentioned it in passing, but we need to focus a bit more there. And to analyze whether others in the party agree with his approach, the one that he's proposing. He says, quote, personally, as chairman of the party, I am not happy. We should be able to bring them back to the party's fold. So that come December 7, we won't be surprised. And he's talking about them means Those who have been alienated from the party, like Ejiomi. And I dare say, even Alan.
Hope Sinadoye and Cole.
He's saying his own words. We should be able to bring them back to the party's fold. So that come December 7, we wouldn't be surprised. I genuinely believe that Alan Case is a lost cause. I think it's gone. I think there's nothing they can do about it.
You did it out?
You think there's some opportunity there for them to do some magic again?
The more time they waste, and it's posturing. It is posturing by the likes of the president that makes it difficult for that to happen. If you leave it, because why? Everybody knows that Intim will have a good relationship with Alan Chamate. Way back.
Yeah.
There's still John Kufuor in the party. There are other people who are equally able to speak to him. But if you have the executive president and others who are almost like the hawks in the party, the grandstanding, let him go away, we still exist.
To back your point, okay. I want to finish what the national chairman in team said, because it backs your point. He says, we should be able to carry the Ejiosu seat with ease as against what we are seeing. And that is my next focus. We don't expect Ejiomi to make overtures to us. So as the chairman of the party, I am going to do that myself.
Now, this is packed.
Let me explain.
One, this is a man who has forfeited his membership of the party.
Ejiomi is gone. He's forfeited his party membership.
Merely filing, he did.
He's done. National chairman says he's so worried that he doesn't expect the Ejiomi to reach out. He, the national chairman, is going to reach out to the man who has constitutionally forfeited his membership of the party. The party shouldn't have anything to do with the Ejiomi. But he's going to reach out. First, it tells you a few things. One, he appreciates the gravity of the problem they are facing, which is what we started by talking. We all agreed on that. This is a wobble. Secondly, to back your point. Wu chairman in team have the backing of the other power centers in the party, i.e. the president.
Yeah.
I.e. the flag bearer now.
Yeah, vice president.
The general secretary of the party. He's the other national executive. The national organizer. And other key power centers of the party with this approach that he's proposing.
First.
I think he will get the backing of the vice president and the flag bearer. Ultimately, it is in Bamia's interest everybody comes together. Even if he disagrees with the plan.
Even for those who have gone independent and campaigned against the party.
Yes. But you see, Evans, independent can be a wobble, not so strong independent. At least the people out there will know that you reached out and that they are insisting on not coming. In the Ashanti region today, their claim is that they can go to hell. You get my point?
Yeah.
The lies of Wu to me are making it quite clear to them that they can go to hell. The more they say that, the other people who support them, who feel aggrieved because of the grievance these people are expressing. And let's not get it wrong. They are aggrieved because they feel these people should not be treated that way. They feel that they are justified. You are getting them more incensed and recruiting more people into their fold by the day. That is dangerous. That is not proper politics. I think what they are saying, and Wu Tumiankwa are telling people in the Ashanti region that why? I beat him in the regional election. He did poorly. So what makes you think that he controls any group?
Yeah.
But that election was not done by every Ghanaian voter in the region.
But here's the thing, I think, though. A lot will now also depend on what Bamia also wants.
Yeah.
Because if Bamia is aligned with what I just read from the team, he should be able to whip Wu Tumiankwa line.
Yeah. I get you 100%. I mean, ideally...
It should be. I mean, whether he would actually do and Wu Tumiankwa will actually play ball, it's a different game. Yeah. But he should be. Because the interest of the party is paramount. And I think
what the national chairman has realized is that the conflict resolution system in the Ashanti region, if not nationally, has broken down.
It's broken down, yes.
Completely.
And he says, that's why he says, I will do it myself.
That is me. I heard when he was there, he didn't stay after the rally because he was interested in the outcome of the election. He stayed because he was interested in speaking to people after the election.
Chairman.
Yes, he himself. And he was more worried about... And you see, people will not tell it openly, but when they did the analysis, they are not sure that if Ejiomi continues with his independent role...
Whether on December 7th...
When they dissipate resources and spread them across the country, when every MP is not in that particular constituency, it will not do more damage.
Giving food to the officers.
Can we then now identify where the other ideologies are in the region? And they did many of them, and you were worried about it. Some have not come out to speak. In fact, some have not. Ejiomi had not openly told anybody.
Okay. We have to fix your microphone because we've lost your sound there. And apologies, I've seen many of you indicating to us that you have a challenge with the sound. Let's fix that quickly, because this is a very important conversation for a lot of people who are watching us tonight. But Raymond was onto something, and I want to reemphasize that point about. And we started by saying that. I'm reading more into this Ejiomi Collation Center partnership with Hope Nandoy. And he's just confirming that when the party did their own assessment of can we find other Ejiomis in the Ashanti, they found a bit more, right? Now, it's without doubt that Alan, knowing the Ashanti region, knows the identities of these aggrieved individuals. And if the party is not taking that initiative to reach out to them, he will reach out to them.
And if he brings that coalition together and deploys that coalition,
on December 7th, for the December 7th elections, the NPP is in trouble. And what we've just been discussing is actually far more serious than... We need a whole show to analyze this.
It's far more serious...
Now we've actually even put it. Because there is certainty that MPP loses the election and loses it terribly if they can't get a hold on Ashanti region. You mentioned the numbers.
Yes.
Right? And unfortunately for them, it is only the region with the most acrimony.
That's true.
You cannot write this script any worse for the MPP. The region they need most is the region with the most acrimony, the most division, the most aggrieved people who are not only willing to help somebody else's cause, but they want to do it in a way that teaches the party, and not sometimes not even the party, individuals in the party that they don't like, a lesson.
Yeah.
And that is why you hear the national chairman say, if nobody does it, if they don't even reach out to us, I'm going to do it myself. Who is going to back him is a key question. Who is going to support this campaign of his?
I think the flag bearer has no option. But I see, again, even if the flag bearer goes out, I'm not sure he's the best person to actually be the one backing. What they can do is deploy perhaps their biggest and their best of the sources when it comes to resolution of conflicts.
And who's that?
First and foremost, you need to bring in John Kufuor, whether I like it or not. You need to, in fact, you need to make it his project to resolve some of these issues one by one. On his level, some of these people, like Adeyemi, they credit their political history to him. Yes. They believe that without him, some of the political things that they could do with their lives, or there would have been nothing without him. They would have just been some public servant somewhere who lived his life and did public service and moved on with their life. So that is also there. The second level is that you also would need, and we know that it is politics, and sometimes you don't drag in the monarch to the politics, but you will need, and this is a Asante region you're talking about, you will need to some extent, even Otunfo helping you out in this case, merely resolving your problems for you. Without this measure, and nobody in the Asante region today is bold enough, even politically, to stand up to him and say, oh no, you have said it, but I will disregard what you're saying. That's when push comes to show.
And that is also where the challenge is, because then you have the Asante regional chairman who has had a run-in with the palace. He's had a run-in with the palace.
You know, I identified that wound to me is the biggest problem.
Yeah, you said it. Yes. Yeah, it's true.
He's not only a stumbling block, he's also impeding the resolution process.
The party has to send it. You know, high quality delegate to go and beg and etc. But trust me.
And if he's able, the alternative is to bring in Kentika Donkor-Fodjo.
Okay.
There are people like him, Donkor-Fodjo, who are elders, who are not openly partisan today, who you can rely on to speak to people to help you out. I do not think that is even happening. I think that's why Intim is worried about staying there.
Mm.
Because that process is not being pursued. I think the likes of whom to me have made it their claim that, well, without them, we can't survive.
Well,
and
they can't.
If you go around telling people that, well, I check his percentage in our election, I beat him, and you got an almost negligible one. No, not even number two.
Party election is not the same as the national
election.
Yes.
But what do you want? Do you want to lose 400,000 votes? Do you want to use 200,000 votes? Or you want people to decide not to vote at all in that region? And I've told you how higher number in the Asante region is important. And the percentage ought to be absolutely important.
So you're going to have two problems there. You're going to have a low turnout. In Asante, if you're getting low turnouts, it means MPP folks aren't voting.
Yes. And they are losing elections.
They are losing elections. Then out of the tiny minority, because again, in the juices, it's a minority that voted. It was 49.
Yeah.
It wasn't even half
up
of them.
Up to 50%.
Yes.
Anyway.
Out of that number that will go and vote to, they also now will have another option.
Yes.
Other than MPP. I'm not talking about NDC. Another MPP option in the race. So on all fronts, it's bad for the MPP, right? And if this is not a crisis, or the party has not diagnosed this as a crisis yet, then there's a problem in the MPP. Seriously, if as we speak tonight, as we do this analysis, within the MPP, they haven't identified this as a crisis and devote extraordinary resources to Asante region, then they are doomed. And if they haven't identified this now, they are doomed. There should be, and again, the running mate issue is now even more important.
That's true.
It's now even more important.
Yeah.
Because
then you need somebody who can come and sit down and say, I beg you.
Exactly.
If you're not doing it for Bahamia, I beg you, do it for me.
Exactly.
Because it is my responsibility to keep this region together.
Yeah.
It's my responsibility to deliver this region in ways that even if we lose the national election, we'll not be out of this region spot. And it should be so categorical. I mean, I am And you see, some of the people who are on the, some of the top runners today, if they are the ones selected to do it, they'll not be able to do the job too.
And you're right, I was coming to that.
Yeah, if
you
look at it, as well to me in the
right. If you look at the options, you need a uniting force.
Yes.
Somebody who naturally brings people in than pushes people away.
That's true.
Because you need an Asante region. You need somebody who amongst the lot, has that.
No, I mean, it's a tough war. And I'm just thinking, perhaps what also the national chairman can do is that I've taken over the region, at least in terms of reconciliation.
But you know,
I would deal with the most of the problem.
Another question.
It's whether he has the
national chairman, has he got the disposition to convince anybody?
Because where they have reached now.
Yeah. You see, when you look at him, he seemed very affable.
That's true.
Likeable.
Conciliatory.
That is important. But when the second point is, you also need to have that will, that force of nature to drag the hawks along with you. So that even when your charm, which he has, yes, convinces the guys who are aggrieved to come back.
Tomorrow, somebody's not sitting on radio attacking them.
Yes. The other side might just move them back off. So you also need that force, that character, that force of nature, that aggression, to also get everybody else to toe the line. And when you go and convince them using your charm and they say, okay, you want to come, you don't bring them in the fold only to hear somebody else sucking them or moving them away. And I believe he lacks that side of it. Because within the party, he's not seen.
He's not the strongest force.
He's not strong.
In absolute control.
He's not.
That's also the other difficulty. And especially when you remove him and put him in Asante region.
Yeah.
And ask him to come and take on the big boys there.
Yeah.
Some of them really see him as national chairman, but did not see him anything beyond national chairman. It will be difficult.
You know,
that's why I was suggesting that those power blocks, those people who have been known to be reconciliation officers for a very long time.
Look at this, they need to form a special Asante region task force.
Yeah.
At the top is Kufo.
Yeah.
You create a proper structure.
Yeah.
You bring in Intim. You bring in Joe Sowusu.
Yeah.
You bring in the majority leader.
Yes, yes.
Osechi Mezamoso, former majority leader.
Yeah.
You bring all those other, you know, party stalwarts and elders in the Asante region people, form that committee. And let that committee work systematically, deliberately, to try and bring people in. It is not an Intim job.
That's true.
This is not an Intim job.
It, but it's not something that
No. This is not he alone can't fix this problem. And that is why they need to do. Well, listen, we'll see.
I mean, this is just politics. I mean,
we'll see.
The factors that determine election, we are not. It's not cast in stone.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can see the signs on the wall.
It's very clear.
Yes, that if you don't do something about the most important problems in the area, it festers. Because this has been going on. Remember,
yeah.
If the guy chose to contest in 2022, it was so sensible that right before that time, we would have engaged him more.
Yeah.
Because he was sending you signals.
Yeah.
He was sending you signals that there are so many things wrong with this region and I need to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yet people were moving on, but we're also busy doing other things.
Yeah.
At the time, people were fighting for their roles and all of that. Anyway, we will see whether or not.
And a few of you shared your thoughts. Ejakwisi Kanga says, when a party is going to opposition, whatever you tell them fall on deaf ears. It happened to NDC in 2016, and same is happening to MPP. It says they will lose massively. You have Kofi Nat says, Alan and his supporters are cowards. And those are the words I can repeat, but you know, very strong. Mala says, and if by any means the Asantehene got himself involved in solving the MPP internal problem, he says he also lose respect, you know, in the region, which it depends on how he does it.
Yeah, but I mean, do you know how many times the man has resolved problems of different areas and different parts of issues?
Yeah, correctly.
Do you know how many people have gone and begged him that help us out with
you
this?
You can speculate, but nobody is having any evidence to do it. It depends on their approach.
Respect. How is he going to lose their respect?
Yeah.
Now, the people on the streets will say, we don't know what to ask him or something.
So, by the way, listen, this is a conversation we'll return to. We'll watch what NDC does in the Asante region. And for me, I'm watching Volta region. I'm watching Ashanti region. If you want to know what is going to happen in the election, just go to their strongholds to tell you. If in the Volta region, the Voltairians and our friends, they are galvanized and the energy is there and there's excitement, you know that NDC is onto something. The numbers will be up. If you go to Ashanti region and it is not as boiled and it's, and you know there's trouble for them. And so for me, this year, at the results come, I'm going to look at the constituencies coming in from the both regions. And you know, very, very early what is going to happen. Enjoy the rest of your evening.